and live.
You did read about it the next day in the newspaper. So,
Peter.
After the hurricane, right? The tree that lasts is the tree that could bend with the wind.
Right.
There you go.
The world has changed. You said where's the love in the music industry? I think there's a lot of love. It's just not in the hands of the people. It's in the hands of the people. I mean, I respect everyone in this room because, you know, you guys have done amazing things, but the world has changed. So to say that there are no legends today is, that's an unfair statement because before Betty Wright, I'm sure, before your generation, people were saying, what kind of music is that? So to totally throw a stone at these young artists who, in my opinion, because of social media, it's now democratized. In a way, it's kind of harder because you have to rise from a sea of millions of people now. You have to rise from a sea of, it's so competitive now. So to say these artists are not, they can't compare, that's kind of near ridiculous.
Well,
you know, it's so.
I said,
that's ridiculous. That's a total slap. I'm just saying.
I said was we're in the era of the last legends. That's what I said.
I disagree totally. The world has just changed, and I think as a matter of censorship.
So you tell me, besides the J. Cole and the Drake,
that's your perspective.
No, but I mean,
that's your perspective.
Wait, Ted wants to ask Peter a question.
Talk to me, Ted.
I hear records, and I'm being honest. Luke did this for a long time. He got on beat.
That was your era.
He just wrote the beat good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of artists nowadays, they just ride the beat good. They said one thing on the record. Now the lyric content, they ain't said nothing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They just riding the beat real good.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you might say that's the way that they doing it now. What is the good quality music out of that? Just ride a beat? They practically DJing.
As far as censorship, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think black people grew up. They're free now. They can explore different themes and different things. They don't have. What I'm trying to say is
the question. Who?
No, I'm just saying. Okay. Back in the day, we were more controlled. We've grown up. Mm-hmm. Black young men are millionaires now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you a question. You're saying there's not more hands in the individual black individual. Influence has been democratized. There is no more gatekeepers.
Mm-hmm,
so while that has created a lot of people who, quote unquote, have no talent, and that is too subjective, talent is very subjective.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If an individual has a million fans, they have that for a reason. So to say they are talentless, that's a slap in their face because talent is very subjective. Music is subjective.
You know, some people have a million fans for various reasons, bro.
Right.
It's just a talent.
I mean, listen. I mean, when you use that as a barometer, Peter, I'm sorry.
That's not
a girl that, you know, who takes off her clothes on Instagram and has 36,000 followers.
Madonna. And she was glorified.
Yeah, but in your era, bro.
Madonna was glorified.
Right, your
she
era.
Stood on a highway with
your era.
Wait.
What's the talent of Amber Rose and Black China with 2 million fans.
We're talking about music.
I'm talking about social media. I can't answer that
because they're not musicians. We're talking about the talent of musicians.
Okay. All right.
Let me say that because I'm a musician.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
When you say musician, you use that term very loosely.
Mm-hmm.
So I beg to differ because it's a science.
Yes.
Music is a science, and it ain't just started now. That's in the Bible about what musicians are. And it's said about being gifted and talented. If your gift has not manifested in 25 years, it's a good chance that's really not your gift. Now, I'm not saying that everybody that gets on a record that gets a hit can sing or can't sing. But the status of legend, that means you got to do this again. Now, say this.
Okay.
If I called you to go sing the Star Spangled Banner. Now remember that because you alluded to the fact
that, yes, ma'am,
like the past.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Now let me tell you how I stay relevant.
You know what we do a little bit too much of our culture? We spend too much time glorifying the past and legends.
No, because you're young. Because you
but
are.
But it's time to create a new world.
Hold on. Explain to me.
I'm getting ready to be 62 years old. I dare you to get one of your boys, one of your girls, out rap, out sing, get a guitar, get a drum. No, I'm just saying, we honed up our skills. What I'm trying to say, and I think what Tony's trying to say to you is that the reason the legendary status may not be bestowed upon them is you got to be able to do this again. Now, what happens? What happens if they just deregulate and just say, we're going to take all the DAP machines, all of this? Can they stand on the corner and flat-footed rap? Can they stand on the corner and flat-footed sing? Now, I don't see some people die on stage trying to sing the Star-Spangled Banner because they have to do it a lot of times without music. So what we're trying to say is they need a little bit more of honing of skills. That's I'm not mad at nobody
totally agree.
With a hit record.
Totally agree.
Because now, I sold, like I said, 6 totally million agree. Records on Janet, on Jennifer Lopez, who was not necessarily a singer.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
And struggle to get hits on some people that I know can sing.
Miss Wright,
I just want to finish, and I'm going to be done in a minute. Okay. I don't want you to think that we're saying there will be no legends. There will be some. But I'm saying it's a good chance, because you say, you seem to think that because there's so many of them that it's competitive. No, it's not. Cream comes to the top. They got 500 people out there trying to do the same thing, and they sound alike. So who's really good?
One of them is going to rise to the top. But
that's out of 500, when it used to be 10 out of 10.
Okay, so Ms. Murray, we talk about the legends of the past, right?
In not those, necessarily of the okay, past.
Now, hold
still
on. In those years, I'm coming from the phone. Just hold on.
Life was more controlled. There were gatekeepers. So guess what? The people you speak of were chosen.
I became the first female in the world, black, that went gold on their own label.
I think that's a trigger. That's a trigger for people. Well, you and I have had this conversation many times, and it was after
all. Listen, Puffy record. I'm on Lil Wayne record. So how can you think that
I'm not debating with you at all?
Yeah, I don't think like this.
I'm not debating with you.
But what you know, the problem is, Peter. A lot of times you tend to discard. I find in our conversation you discard history, and the older you get, the more you will realize that the only new news is the history that you don't know.
I think we spend too much time on history.
No, you cannot spend enough time on history.
I respect and understand it, but it's time for the future, because this is what we
What's
have
the future
now.
Then? But I asked you, I asked you a question. Can we celebrate today? 10 minutes. Who do you say outside of Drake?
Let's celebrate. Go.
It's legend.
I think J. Cole is amazing. Big Sean, J. Cole. I could go down the list. These guys
are
legends.
That's what I'm saying.
Amazing.
I'm talking about we are in the last era of legends. After that.
Give them this. Who? You got to
okay.
Them.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to take the call. Lock on line two. Hi, welcome to my talk.
He said social media can tell you legend is because of the gate.
Kenny?
You saying because what?
Kenny.
Saying because
like
Wait a minute, hold on.
Loke?
Ain't no chains
on. How you doing? How y'all doing? Hey, you tell we good. Turn all the mics. I'm talking to him. Locke, go ahead.
I mean, I understand where you know y'all coming from as far as.
Wait. Listen, the guy's trying to tell you. Talk to you. Put your hands on so you can hear him. Go ahead.
Hey, we got a lot of big egos on the air tonight. I see.
You were talking about the music. It's very sensitive. People are very, you know, Erica told you, I'm sensitive about my... Okay, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I got feet in a chokehold.
Excuse me, hello? Yeah, I just want to make a little rebuttal towards, you know, what the guy said about the legends as far as his legends not being bred or not being in the music industry no more. I mean, but for the most part, most of that's due to the politics of the music industry itself. You get what I'm saying? So in that same old token, you don't have people stepping outside their box to find somebody different that don't sound like this person or that person. You know what I'm saying? It's just the politics of the game. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, that's there tonight. You know, y'all got some real sharp points of view. But, man, when you get down to the meat and potatoes of it, it's really just the politics of the game. That's all it is. Mm. I mean,
everything politics. Okay. Thank you, Lot. Kenny on line one. What's up, Kenny? Welcome to Hot Talk. Kenny? Kenny, you fall asleep.
Oh, hello?
Hey, Kenny.
Yeah, my name ain't Kenny. I don't know why they... My name is Lo. L-O.
Oh, hey, L-O. Sorry, no wonder you didn't answer. Welcome to Hot Talk. What's up?
No, I just said what I had to say. I mean, as far as...
Oh, that was you. Okay, babe.
Yeah, you're on the same person.
I'm on the wrong call. Love you, mean it. Hey, okay, Kenny did fall asleep. Okay, now, you were saying... wait a minute. Okay, so you named the four that we all, like, kind of... own now, you know, Kendrick,
and
J. Cole.
Though, Jill, there's a lot of, the thing is, though, they're all a lot of great, amazing, positive artists, conscious artists. They may not be on the radio. They may not be in the system.
Okay.
But they're out there because of the internet. They have a voice now.
Right. Okay, but still, I don't...
Your choice to go find them.
No, listen to me. No one will ever, and you will both agree with Tanir and Perez, you will both agree with me that you will never... call your mom, your friends, screaming and hollering, yo, go to your computer, my song is on the internet. Okay? But you will go, oh my God, my song is on the radio. Mm. Because forever and ever, amen, that will mean something. It means something when your song is on the radio.
That may change, Jill.
That's never going to change.
It may change. Television is losing to the internet right now. This is documented. There are more advertising dollars spent on the internet right now.
Yes, because advertisers are chasing millennials right now.
I agree with him on that.
I agree with him. I agree with him on Fox TV and the internet. I don't watch TV. I got two, three big TVs in the house, and I watch us. I'm on the internet. I watch. Go to stuff online and watch to see what's going on. Unsung, come on TV. I watch it on the internet.
But remember.
But I see what he's saying. So these younger kids are going to grow up and get older.
Right.
And so their kids are going to say, hey, mama, I'm on the internet.
Exactly.
Hey, mama, my song is on World Star right now. Mama, my song is on Rap.
Okay,
right
no,
now,
you're right.
Now.
I will give you that.
You get it? So
I will
those,
give you
those,
that. It won't have the same resonance.
My son will tell me that because I go to that. So he'll say to me,
right.
Hey, Pops, I'm doing this comedy skit, and they're going to play it on, they're playing
World
on
Star.
All Star, right. allhiphop.com.
Right.
My mother wouldn't understand that, but I get that.
And what are you going to say, Brad?
It reaches more of a demographic, because the radio is like, it's going to get like that city or that circuit that it's in, but the internet, you put something out, and just like Betty Rice say, somebody in Germany might hear you.
But I'm with you. Right. But check this. I get that, but what I said to you,
another,
but check this out.
Okay.
I said this to you. I grew up.
Yes.
When the social media, I started my business with that when everybody laughed at
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
But I stayed to do it again and again and again. That's what Betty talked. I'm talking about people that can't.
You're totally right.
That's what I'm saying.
Social media affects work ethic.
I have the utmost respect for Betty Wright
because you are.
No, you're right. That's so exactly what I'm
never,
saying.
But it's a balance. I think social media is a tool. And how we choose.
They won't get in these streets, man. They won't get in
these to use the tool.
Because of social media, they won't get in these streets.
It kills the work ethic.
Yeah.
At the same time, I feel like social media followers give everyone access to get into anything they want to. But when it comes to music, if you're on Vine lip-singing all day, a record label comes up to you And just because you sang 2 seconds of a song, they want to give you a record deal.
That's right. Crazy.
That's not fair to everyone.
There's a lot of that. You bring up a very good point, Tanir, because there's a lot of that happening in the comedy industry, that these D-Storm and a lot of these people that are very popular on Vine or whatever are getting these deals, and then they show up, and they can't do 30 minutes of stand-up because they don't. They've been doing 6 seconds on Vine or 14
what
seconds.
What about the guy, Jill, that's very talented? Mm-hmm. The majors, the gatekeepers won't give him a shot. Correct. But he has amazing talent, and that internet opened the avenue for him.
It's the state of the internet. It's the state of the whole industry. Like,
I walked pregnant. So he got his shot because of that. In 1985, trying to get a deal, and everybody was saying, why are you talking on these records? Could you just sing? Or this record sounds so black. Mm. I knew when I woke up I wasn't going to be Barbra Streisand, but I knew I had something to say. And that was the predecessor to what is rap music.
Right.
They called what we did. Jerry Butler, Isaac Hayes, Shirley Brown, Millie Jackson. They called us rappers.
Right.
Before y'all ever were called rappers. That's what they said we were.
Oh,
so
when you talk,
I fight for rappers all day because they fight for me. Tonight is the night Betty raps. I mean, they fight for me. So I'm cool with that part. What I'm saying is, I can listen to Snoop and know it is Snoop. I can listen. Even Puff got a style.
Right.
Biggie had a style. Tupac had a style.
Too many artists performing.
But the radio executives are choosing to put those artists in the air. What about there's a lot of original artists not on the air?
You just got through saying that they're not in control.
Yeah, they are.
No. He's not saying that those artists. He's saying that radio.
The one that the radio chose to let you hear are the ones who are generic. That's what I'm saying. Or the record label. So is it the artist? No, there's a lot of amazing independent artists who are original.
Okay. All right.
I love
time.
The internet. Kalani. Thank you, Kalani.
Hold on.
I love the internet.
Demetrius on line one. Welcome to Hot Talk. Where I'm going to blow through these calls right quick. Demetrius?
Jill.
Hey.
Yes.
Demetrius.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Jill, you have a good format talk show tonight about the industry. I know the guy who rallying, talking about the new generation and overlooking a Betty Wright and the legend. It's an old saying is if you don't know where you come from, you don't know where you're going. Most of the guys that's on the internet and I'm in the music business, 90% of them is garbage. They're not really performers. They're really characters that's on the internet. Just like Miss Wright say, if you put them on the stage and tell them hold a note, they can't do nothing. I see so much garbage of those guys.
Right.
It's pathetic. Because it's a false illusion. So I don't really like to deal with the false illusion. What's finna happen that he's better understand? Because, you know, internet finna be cars and everything else. But what's finna happen is they finna get rid of all that garbage illusion. And then now they're going to start searching for real talent. Because there's a lot of talent
that
do get deals and they straight garbage. Straight garbage. And so now people are seeking for people who got real talent, who rehearsing,
but
who
like,
doing it.
But Demetrius, to Ted's point earlier, and that, you know, that really resonates, is that he is a label and he's got to make money. So if he's got to have, you know, 12 microwave artists, you know, come through so he can make money, so he can nurse that one or two artists that have legendary status.
I understand that we got a microwave artist.
Well, not raggedy, but I mean, Ted, you know what I'm saying. Some artists you know are going to be 1-2 records, you know, and they may be hot, but you.
Ted, Slip and Slide?
Huh? Mm-hmm. That's Ted, yeah.
Slip and Slide?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my main man. He already know the deal. I learned from him, so he's a master of the business. He's an icon of the music industry. We run in the same field. And I know a lot of internet dudes. A lot of them is straight garbage. Trust me, they straight garbage.
Yeah.
D, let me ask something. Let me tell you something.
One on one is not the same.
Yeah.
D, let me tell you something. Right.
Polo, they got a lot of stuff. They got a lot of issues.
Yeah.
D, let me tell you something. Way back in Betty years, it was one hit wonders, and it's still one hit wonders now.
Right now. Yeah.
You gonna have one hit wonders when we got the music business going on. Now you gonna find some artists that have the total package.
Yes.
Every record company want that artist with the total package. If you can find an artist with the total package, that artist's career can last. Trina been in the business over 10 years.
Right.
Think about that now. You know Trina. You've seen her grow up. Northwestern, everything. Liberty City, everything. Right. She basically took her career last on 10 years. Trick Daddy, look at it. Plows, Rick Ross. You don't find that every day.
Nope.
But when you find an artist that got some the total package, you definitely put everything behind that artist and go. But you're going to have your one-hit wonders, and it's no different now. One-hit wonders are in their bedroom right now, recorded in their room, and their friends or whatever wake up in the morning and just say, hey, I like this song. I like this song. Next thing you know, they got a million followers in less than 24 hours.
Right.
Those are the one-hit wonders. So you're going to have your one-hit wonders as well.
Betty,
I wanted to say something, and I pose this especially to, you know, Ted. Why is it that we have like 50, 60 labels in Miami? I remember this. King Sporty died this year. And some of you know that he was my husband. He wrote Buffalo Soldier. And one thing that I remember, when Luke used to come by just to get a drink of water when he was selling records out of his car, I remember him saying, why can't we all just make one company? Why can't we, you know, you got this bit of expertise, and this one has this. And I sat here with people telling me it was my ego trip when I started Miss B Records, but my coat wouldn't even close. I was so pregnant trying to get a record deal. So I put the record out on my own label. I just drew some shoes and put the record out. And when the record went gold, people were embarrassed because I beat them at the game. And then they started telling people, oh, don't tell them you came to our record company and we shut you down or we didn't hear, you know, because the whole pain. Every time I went in studio, I said, okay, pain, okay, no, after the pain, and yeah, no pain, no gain. I would have sung pain till Jesus come, because that's what was in my heart, and I wanted to tell the story. But that wasn't because I wanted to be no record company. Well, were the brothers or the sisters that could just do that part for me, because that's why a lot of times my records fail. Because I can't do everything. I'm trying to teach young people. But where are my website, folks? Where are my guys that can go do branding and do T-shirts?
Well, you know
me?
What?
I got to do all of this.
Okay, so I'm going to go.
Then
going to
call me the B word and not standing for Betty.
Okay? I'm gonna go to Prez for this one, because he has assembled quite a team. Now, I don't know. I mean, you have a little more. Tanir, you have your T-Birds there, and they support you in a way, but... Trez, you all have really assembled like a camp. Like, you are completely self-contained. You've got videographers. You've got the people that are doing the websites. How did you assemble the camp?
Well, it's definitely a work in progress, but it started with a crew of us, a friendship, a brotherhood. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of us all share the same views on music, same views on style, some different, but they work together.
Right.
So when it's time for me to do music, it's like I got a whole team behind me supporting me, and everybody has a role. It works out. Yeah, everybody know their place. And where, you know, sometimes one might drop off and not be doing what they got to do, we got people there that's going to be like, yo, get up. You got to get right. And that's what you need. You need a team, because before anybody can support you outside the crib, you got to have support in the crib. Like,
and bro, the main thing about what you're saying, because you're young, the Bible says he called the young because they were strong. Mm-hmm. He called the old because they were wise.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the people that would have been my team have died. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just, let's talk real talk. Let me explain to you. As we continue to live, we get older.
Right. But,
you know? But, so what I'm saying is, these young people like that,
yeah,
I need you in my life. You need me in your life. You might not even know it yet.
Oh, you might not even know it. You know my life.
So I'm saying that's what I'm talking about.
But Ms. Wright,
because the question is, where is the love?
But Ms. Wright, Ms. Wright, how can that love be attained if the older generation is saying these guys are untalentless, they have
this? But you know what?
But that,
when you
general,
play this back, no one said that.
No, right.
There's a
little
scene
there.
You're a little sensitive about it.
No, first of all, first of all, Tony Neal, this conversation never got personal, so don't make it personal. I'm not sensitive about anything.
Okay,
I'm just being honest.
You said that
there are no legends but one today.
So
that's what you, there's only one guy that can be a legend. That's an insult to all these hardworking artists. You said that.
Okay, I'm about to be legendary right now. And go to the phone. Alan online, too.
That's not what I said.
Alan, hey, welcome to Hot Talk.
Did I say something about the word one?
Alan.
Hello?
Hi, Alan.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Thank you so much. I want to say, first of all, hello to all the panel. Miss Wright, I've been listening to your music forever. I love it to death, but let me get back on topic. As far as the conversation, I understand what the young man is saying about a lot of older people or people who listen to the older music kind of discount the newer music and say it's garbage and stuff like that. You know, kind of just, there needs to be a balance when it comes to, you know, comparing the music, because what you may not like, somebody else may. And so, you know, it's really a slippery slope no matter what you do, because music, your opinion of it is subjective when it comes down to it. Not discounting anyone's opinions there, because mm-hmm. I agree with essentially everyone, but I believe that, you know, we have to, you know, draw a line when it comes down to that, because
I don't want anyone to believe.
But I also want to say this: when it comes down to, you know, great music, what we feel is good music, we as the consumers need to support it, because there are so many artists out there that are better, much better than what's being played on the radio. But if you listen to certain radio stations, they'll play one trash song six times in an hour.
And there's a lot to be said for that.
If we're not going to these radio stations or, you know, going out and supporting these artists, they're going to fade because there's no support out there. You don't,
Alan,
every time you listen to that record that you think is garbage, you have it playing on the radio, they're getting more, you know, feedback off the spins. Like, if you don't like it, then don't support it. Support the artist that you like, that you enjoy.
Alan, that hold that thought. We got to take a break.
Continue to put
all this on the internet too.
Okay.
And the social media, it only helps to propel.
Yeah. Alan, we got to take a break right here. We'll be right back on Hot Talks.
And what's happening in our community.
Hot 105.
We've allowed hip-hop to be downgraded so much that it's almost like we expect low quality. I really want to help take hip-hop to the next level. If we don't do something as a culture, hip-hop is not going to be ours anymore. You know, people don't even know that the founders of rock and roll were black people. Like, we created that sound, but now people barely ever connect black people with rock and roll. And soon, they won't be connecting them with R&B. Black people might not even be connected with hip-hop. So it is up to us, not just the artists. I'm even watching lyrically. The white boys are getting more and more lyrical, and we basically mumbling.
I wish I could have played that whole piece. For those of you who follow me on social media, there we go. It's on all of my social media, that piece from David Banner speaking to a reporter online about the music. And so much of it is true. You know, and I was just telling Press, I don't know why I do so much research for this show, because it takes a life of its own when we get in here. But part of that was, you know, there was a letter that was on Rap Radar 2014 that said, you know, dear black people, thank you, but we'll take it from here. And it was basically how, you know, Blue Eyed Soul has taken over the industry. And, you know, what used to be, and those of you, okay, cover your ears, Peter. Back in the day, when the music business has changed, you had divisions. You had vice presidents of urban music and black music that were, yes, the gatekeepers, but they were also the protectors of the music and the sound and the artists. And as soon as, now, Betty and Tony, I'm going to lean on you, and Ted, I'm going to lean on you for this one. Because we all kind of went through that between the late 80s and the 90s, when record companies brought younger people in, most of them not African American, to learn how these VPs worked. And then suddenly, there was not a VP or Urban, nothing, nowhere. And they're all gone now. Ted.
Yep, I totally agree with that.
And mm-hmm. so, you know, the game has changed. But there are still gatekeepers, but now the gatekeepers don't look like you, and they don't have the same desire to see you and your artist and your community thrive and prosper.
Jill, I don't think they will ever look like us. The owners of these labels were never black. It was the owners were always.
That's a black man right there.
Yes, but wasn't your music distributed under an umbrella of a larger white corporation?
Listen,
so I don't understand.
But it was my label was still black owned. But
you understand what I'm saying?
But I understand the distributor is something totally different.
Right.
Dang, Peter, don't throw me off.
but Peter,
the ship is still white owned.
Listen,
let me ask somebody that. Listen, my record company, every 6 months, I bring in new interns. That intern take that job. Coming as an intern, I mean, you might go get a cheesecake from some big pink or somewhere around, I'm going to tell you the truth, and you might have to wash the car. But if you pass that test, some of the best interns on came from UM, FIU, all the schools around, and got jobs through my company.
Right.
And I had recommended them to go on to New York and other companies, if it's accounting firms, law firms. I mean, some people that don't came through the school of Slip and Slide, Ted Lucas, on went on and got... I don't even recommend them to Atlantic Records, Def Jam Records, and got them jobs at other companies. So anybody that's in the music business or any business, you need to always bring that new young talent around you. I learn from my interns. I don't just teach them. I teach them and they teach me. They're going to show me something new that's going on that I don't even know about. So for me not to become be a dinosaur, I like to keep youth energy around me to help me stay on top of my game to learn from it. So when you say the executives have changed and all that, it always going to keep, because the music business change. Everything keeps turning and turning and turning. So I always try to bring in new interns to educate me on things that I don't know.
Right.
And I help educate them on things that I know. And that's how we try to be successful working together.
Well, one of the things that I think that we have not been the greatest stewards on is making sure that we remain at the table.
Correct.
There was a period of time when we were at the table and we were helping making decisions as it affected our music. But
the gap is too far.
It's now, exactly. I mean, thank God for social media and thank God for artists being able to level the playing field and put their own things out, because we are just not at the... I interviewed Ozzy Davis once, God bless it did, and I asked him... in Hollywood, were we able, was he able to green light movies? Did he know black people who were able to green light movies? And he said, when it comes to green lighting a film, we're not even at the place where the door is yet. So the same was true. We were getting close to the room, near the room, but, the loss of the 80s and the 90s of all of those executives has... completely changed the game.
Is there anybody in the room that remembers a division called A&D?
A&D.
Do y'all remember that?
Yeah. Ask him, do he remember?
That's just what I know.
Ask him, do he remember? Actually, he can't know.
Please educate me. But Jill, that was a good point.
There was an artist in development.
Yes. Okay.
And it was very... very specific, because whether they had to teach you how to comb your hair, how to brush your teeth, they did everything.
But who owned the company? Was it a white guy?
No, no, no. I'm saying it was...
Who owned Twitter? No, who owned the whole corporation? Instagram. Who owned everything?
Who owned Snapchat?
Who
owned Facebook?
We're in America.
Listen. We're in America. You're going to need a distributor, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm the one. When you seen them food stamps up and down from Palm Beach to Homestead, I left right now, leaving now with some glue in the back of a truck, putting them Trick Daddy food stamps on every pole from Homestead to West Palm Beach.
Right.
I hit 27th Avenue, go as far as I can down 27th Avenue. Me and my dogs get on the back of a truck. We put that glue up and put those foods. It wasn't no white man doing that. Women doing
in
it.
Florida.
And so two men. Right. He 100% right. Independent.
I was telling them CDs, though. At Homestead at the Pete Market. By the time I get back to 183rd Street, I'm going to get some more. And I sent my dog back down there to get that bootleg in his head and be selling a bootleg album.
So, Ted, you made the powerful point, right? there's obviously a generational dissection, right? Okay, how do we get Tony? How do we get Jill? How do we get Miss Wright? Because you guys have the knowledge, young people. Like, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. But what I'm trying to say is this. This is what I'm trying to say is this, though. How are you going to expect this younger generation to even listen to anything if they feel you're saying that for some reason that the new era, their work ethic is gone?
The new era got more control now.
Hold the line, hold the line, hold the line.
These kids have more power in their hands than we ever had.
But that's what I think.
But now we need the older generation to show them how to use it instead of telling them their records is just running around on social media.
13.
Miss Wright, you are...
She had a deal at 2. She was on records at 2 years old.
You are not the norm. You are an anomaly. Well, this new generation, all of them at 13, can
okay.
be famous.
Peter, I got to go to a call. James, line 3. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. James? Alan? Hi, who's this?
This is Ty.
Hi, Ty. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Hey, how you doing, love?
Good, how are you?
Hold on. First thing first, I want to say time.
Okay.
Okay, time.
We're very passionate in here tonight.
I love it. I love it because you kept me from taking that sleeping pill.
I know that's right.
I have to say this. First thing first, Miss Wright, I love you dearly, love. I've been there from the beginning. Now, with all that out of the way, can anybody play an instrument these days? Mm. Without using a computer, like you say, Miss Wright, stand up on the corner and sing the national anthem and make music. I mean, we all started in church, and we agree on that.
Yes.
Most of us. That's where we learned to sing, okay? I'm not here Bible thumping or anything, but music, I mean, we don't even have jazz artists anymore. All jazz artists got blue eyes. And you can't even find any. Instrument. Just like the other day, Pharrell in his deposition.
Yeah.
He couldn't even read a note.
Yeah.
You know, that made me cry.
Yeah.
That made me cry. And it's got to stop sooner or later. Y'all got to go back to the basics. I mean, quarter note. You know what I mean? Read some music. I mean, that's all I got to say.
Thank you, babe.
And I got a lot more to say.
Well, thank you. Well, stay with us. We got 20 more minutes to go. Hi, thank you so much for calling. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
James.
Hi, James.
How you doing?
Good. What's happening?
Chris, you got a good family there tonight.
Thank you.
Ted, how you doing? Peter. But I really want to commend Miss Wright. She's doing a remarkable job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what I like most about her, I think she understands that God did something to the black race, and the slave master senior did something to the black race. That's Bill Cosby's problem. He's black, but he don't like blacks. You need to go back to study what they call anthropology. If I had the power, every black kid at least would go back to in school, would have a curriculum called Life on a Plantation. You understand what the people had to go through. Because some of the stuff y'all doing today, you're playing right in the slave master's hands. Believe that. Example, like I talked to you like about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and you were telling me about, I was telling you about the picture of Aaron. You said what that good ass, you didn't know what it means?
Yes.
Slavery was
James, James, you're not about to go there with me about the straight hair. Everybody in here right now got nappy hair, okay? Everybody. We all got nappy hair. We all natural. We don't have no antennas in our weaves. None of that is going on tonight, James. But I still love you.
See how the last gentleman that called in was saying nobody's playing instruments.
Right.
They took them out of schools.
There you go.
Well, yeah.
That's one thing.
Even, like, if I go to vocal lessons and they're teaching you the basic things you need to know, but they're not teaching you. I have to ask my vocal teacher or anyone that I'm working with, tell me what key I'm singing on. Let me know. Because I want to be able to go in the studio and tell somebody and, like, tell them what I'm thinking in my head. If I can't tell you that, how am I supposed to grow as an artist?
Right.
You're not teaching
me. And if you can't tell them in the proper language,
exactly.
Right, they won't take you seriously. No, you're right.
Well, I wish it is. Reading music has its merit. And I thank God for being able to do both.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the singingest folks I ever met couldn't read a tap. Now, that being said, that doesn't mean they can't play. Mm-hmm. There's some people that came here and God gave them that gift.
Yeah.
And you can put them there. They call them prodigies.
Right.
You sit them down to a piano, they just can hear
it. Go.
Mm-hmm. But then, and then you got some people. The difference is like Michael Jackson said on that last little film mm-hmm. at his rehearsal, is the difference between putting your hand down and just hitting the note, and Michael curved his hand and said where the note was, where it fell, where the pocket is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why James said every instrument is a drum,
mm-hmm.
because it has a beat within it. So it's not so much important as to know that you're on the right note as to looking at it on paper. Because if that's the case, then all the opera singers should have hits.
Exactly.
All
exactly.
of them. Mm-hmm. Everybody should just be saying,
exactly.
ah, yeah, and let's all just have a hit.
Right.
But they want to
hit they the
want. You know, they want to hear you in the pocket. And you can't really write it down. Because it don't look right when you see it on paper. And I know the difference because I can write it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I did go and I did, I majored in foreign language, but I had a minor in percussion. Not vocals. I took vocals, but in percussion. And if you know where the beat is, you can usually, if you have a voice, you can find it. There's nothing wrong with knowing what key you're singing, but half of the people that you would be wanting to know it for, they can't read either.
Yeah.
And the ones that can really play don't read.
So, Tanir, let me ask you. You know, you are, and to your point, let me go back to Peter. How is the younger generation supposed to get the knowledge? That's why I'm doing Hot Talk, and that's why we're all here tonight, because I think that we collectively will share and, you know, we will take away from each other something that will marinate and will make us all greater, and that's why, you know, we do it. And thank you all for listening, stopping me on the street for listening, saying that you're listening, because we do. We are laboring here to bring us all to the table. Everybody deserves a seat at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing that with Hot Talk. So now, Tanir, you know, as the baby girl of the bunch and as a woman, you know, shaping your career, you know, how are you branding yourself? What did you say to your people, you know, when you said this, I want to be an artist and this is who I want the world to see? What is that? What does it look like?
I had to be myself and show my dad, as you know, that I wanted to do this.
Because mm-hmm.
growing up, I sang all the time, but he didn't want me to do this because he knows how the music industry is. And I just had to step out of the box, because when I grew up, I was shy. At 5, I sang at church and everything, but I was still a really shy girl. And I had to go on the internet and just put myself out there. And you can't try to be like the next person. You have to try and be yourself so people could see you as real. And I think that's what grabs the most people today, because no one wants to follow the same person.
Yeah.
You have to be your own person.
And there are, I mean, you know, I think with young women, everybody is kind of trying to find their place somewhere under the Beyonce sun. It's just like she is.
As if she's going away.
She's never going away, but she has taken a lot of the
same tools,
air out of the room.
The same tools that they use is the quickest way to tear them down, too. So mm-hmm. it's like with these yeah. memes and stuff like that. I sit right. I understand him because I sit right in the middle of both eras. Like, I sit where the internet, okay, I saw this, but I also understand where I came from and listen to B and coming down here talking to T. You know, I understand and I soak that in, but at the same time, I do get that the internet can be a tool, but the people, the majority of them don't use this tool that they have to control
the masses
as they should.
Right.
And you try to fit in, and so the minute that you make a mistake, are human,
you're done.
It's over. The minute that you do something human, mm-hmm. you got memes and them same fans that you talk about,
just
that you got control of, they're going to diss you.
You're
going to be out of there. It's just as quick as you got in there.
Yeah.
That won't happen to a Betty Wright. That won't happen to somebody, something wrong happened in her life or something happened in my life. That won't happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I've had a situation where something happened with my daughter's mother, and
it's all over
like
the right.
But we all have.
Oh, but, that's long enough. But nobody had a median and tore me down. You know what I'm saying? This boy is on the down. I don't even want to say, but this boy is on the top. He's about to have a gold album. Started a beef and done.
Done. Like, we know exactly what you're talking about.
Because of the in the same tool that you're saying is that's the gatekeepers. And we needed gatekeepers.
We need a discipline.
Yes, you do. I'm not talking about nothing about no slavery or nothing. I'm talking about we need a discipline. We needed the Tez. We needed the people that we needed discipline. I'm not saying we needed Suge, but we needed discipline.
So you can't conveniently choose which gatekeepers you want. It doesn't work that way.
No. I'm saying I'm not using examples. I'm not choosing nobody.
I don't have time to name all of them.
We're not focusing on a negative artist. You're picking out stuff that I'm saying. You're picking out what you want to talk about.
I got to answer a call. Yeah, hold up for a minute. I want to say something. I want everybody, you from Dade, Broward County, whatever.
See, you a gatekeeper? You felt like you was a gatekeeper at Slippin' Slide?
I've been blessed, y'all. Okay,
thank
you. I'm talking about people like that.
Let me say this, you're a gatekeeper. I'm a gatekeeper.
I want y'all to do me a favor. You from Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, whatever. I want you to go back to your elementary. A lot of y'all probably in your 30s now. Go back to your elementary school and see the same equipment that was in your elementary class. Music. I'm talking about music. It's still there now. That bell that you was hitting when you was in kindergarten,
it's still
that
there.
Kid now is doing it. How could kids develop when the music?
When two of them missing.
When two of them missing, and they're not even hitting no more. And then you take it from now, so and then you go to high school. I went to high school football games this year. It was sad to see those bands.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go to a high school football game when I came up, halftime, that was just as important as a football game. Yeah. Now, I'm looking at the band, I'm saying, this band is weak. How these kids going to get a scholarship to FAM, but through wherever they want to go, how they going to do it if there's no money being put into the music program at these public schools? So that's something that everybody need to get on the front line about. And that's going to help develop artists and help people come out of their music class with the talent that they need.
And people like yourself,
I did that. Listen, I took on, and the city of Miami Gardens can tell you that, I took on three elementary schools and put money back into the music program at three elementary schools inside Miami Gardens. And I was sad to go back to my elementary school to see the same equipment when I was in the first grade is still there now. That's sad.
Right. Well, that's a great place
for us to rap because that, you know, it is. Where is the love?
I don't see nobody tweeting and putting that on Instagram. Yeah. That's important.
Well, I will say that in Naras with Music Cares, we have been fighting.
Yeah.
I go and I teach at the University of Miami, Grammy Camp. We take the schools, we take the kids from all over Broward and all over Miami.
And you teach. That's right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. I physically teach, including Tanir when she was a little kid.
That's right.
I'm saying I take, and a lot of these kids are indigent. Everybody ain't Puffy now. Right. Everybody ain't got a Lil Wayne and Puffy money. So it's a lot of kids that I've taken
because of the sheer effort that we
need to make because they're not getting it in school. But just like there's no music, there ain't no prayer there. So y'all know that's tweet about that.
That's our next show. I just had Broward School Superintendent Ralph Runcio. I would love to have you on with him.
I would love to.
So that would be a great conversation. And you know, those of you on the line, I'm sorry. You see what we're dealing with in here, but it was, you know, I wanted to bring together a panel that I knew would bring it to you raw and passionately. And as you see, there is a need to discuss where is the love because it does shape the character of our community. And there is a lot of work to be done. So I want to thank everybody. Tanir, Peter Bailey, Lorena. Miss Betty writes. Lorena?
It's
Lorena. Oh, that's right.
So I got my real name.
Ted Lucas. Oh, my mic is off.
Thank you, Mark. Ted Lucas, thank you so much for coming. I appreciate you. Tony Neal, Prez P, I thank you all so much for coming. I wanted an opportunity for the our vets to be able to listen to. Maybe on the way out we can listen to Prez and to Tanira's music. I'll share it with you all online. And something tells me we will be back.
Oh, man. We love everybody.
Very, very soon.
Don't be scared.
I brought some gifts with me for everybody, though. Because I appreciate even being here. I brought some gifts with me for everybody.
Oh, just
like. That's where the love is missing. Because, like you say, community, family, yep. That's what need to be. Like the whole. We all got to come together.
Listen.
In a huddle and figure out what we're going to have to do.
How are we going to do this? So, listen, if Nelly never said nothing worth it, yes, even he said we all we got. That is the truth. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will be right back at you next Sunday. This is Hot Talk. I am Jill Tracy, and we are Hot 105.